Hi there. The word for today is be kind to the unkind. In the Sermon on the Mount, Luke 6:28, Jesus said, pray for those who mistreat you. Let me read more fully to you what he said. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. Then he added, your reward will be great. That means God sees, he records, and he will reward every kind act you do. Let's face it, it's easy to be kind to those who are kind to us, but you've got to grow in grace in order to be kind to the people who mistreat you. In the popular newspaper comic strip known as Nancy, Sluggo once told Nancy, that new kid in school is nothing but a big fat head. Nancy replied, you shouldn't call people names like that. I never call people names. Whereupon Sluggo replies, well, I just got mad when he said that you were stupid looking. Whereupon Nancy demanded, and what else did that big fat head say? Hello. It's easy to react to acts of kindness with kindness. And what's hard, the real challenge, is responding with kindness to those who lack it. In 2009, tired of the vicious attacks that politicians level against one another, and that the talking heads on television and the media do when they label people ignorant, stupid, and dumb, etc., because they don't espouse a particular political philosophy, Mark DeMoss launched a movement known as the Civility Project. Its pledge goes like this: I will be civil in my public discourse and behavior. I will be respectful of others, whether or not I agree with them. I will stand against incivility when I see it. That's a good policy to adopt. It's a scriptural one. Indeed, every one of us need what you might call a kindness kit that we carry wherever we go. You say, what's that? It's your tongue. Never, never underestimate the power of one kind word. And that's the word for you today.